does safety drive employee engagement? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to look at the importance for you as a leader to emphasize safety and having safe work practices as building a motivating and engaging climate for your team. What we know is that when leaders focus on safety, it tells employees that you care about them. I still remember the story of two different sites within the same corporation. On one site, they always focused on safety at the beginning of their meetings, not just a safety talk, but the management team really tracked safety performance. They had safety champions that would check in, and as a result, they had no accidents for sometimes 2 or even 3 years in a row. Another site within the same corporation had regular accidents, 2 or 3, some of them fairly serious. So not only are people getting hurt, but of course these things are very expensive, especially where the company is responsible for the healthcare. It's not unusual for even a procedure that requires even minor surgery to cost up to $250,000 in cost. So when the site that was performing poorly was trying to turn it around, they did a number of things poorly. They started with a no-nonsense, zero tolerance policy where they would discipline and sometimes terminate people for being unsafe. But when you really dug beneath the surface, the difference between the two sites is the one that had more safety issues, the managers never talked about safety, they only talked about production. The site that had great safety performance, the managers focused on safety. So you as a frontline leader and even as a management team really need to understand that when you focus on safety, it really communicates to the employees that you care about them, and that causes them to care more about the company and the quality that you deliver to your customers. So remember that most safety violations and any at-risk behaviors that employees do are usually motivated by wanting to increase production. They want to get things done, maybe take a shortcut, maybe make their jobs slightly easier, but they think they're going to get in trouble if they don't meet the production requirements. So you as the leader, you really have to emphasize that, hey, under no circumstances do I want anyone putting themselves in the potential situation of getting injured just for the sake of us making a few extra units today. Now, what do you do in order to build the safety culture with your team? Well, as usual, there's a few elements that drive this from a leadership by example perspective. One is, of course, explaining the importance of it so that people understand why it's so crucial that safety is a priority. Then, of course, providing the training and the equipment needed, the personal protective equipment or the PPE. And then, as people understand what you expect, then it's about observing things and saying something. I mean, I was just in a company recently where they said, you know, despite the policies and rules, the supervisors were not enforcing those rules. And so when you notice something, you've got to deal with it. If you see something, you got to say something. And then, based on what you see, you can either praise it with a high five, good job, keep up the good work, or you're going to have a conversation. And remember that that conversation initially is really going to have a coaching tone to it. It's not accusational. It's not about punishing people. It's certainly not about yelling and screaming at them. It's simply about explaining why in the future you need them to act a certain way. By correcting it, the chance of it happening again will be diminished. Now, remember that your focus is on explaining why, and even though safety has become very compliance-oriented with lots of audits and checklists and rules, the reality is it's still about caring for people. So don't allow yourself to slip in the mode like, you have to do it because it's in our policy and I'm going to have to check the box here. That's not the attitude people are looking for from their leader. Explain that you want them to follow the rules because you care about them. Now, once you've learned how to lead a department and even a whole division or location to be more safety conscious and have a great safety culture, there's so many other things you can work on as a leader to become more effective. And of course, we've got tools, whether it's our on-site workshops or our public workshops or just many of our books and online resources that we have. You should check them out at uniquedevelopment.com. And if you're serious about your leadership journey and getting better, you should really connect with us either on LinkedIn or Facebook or on Twitter, or maybe even subscribe to the audio version of this on the podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play. In any regard, I look forward to partnering with you to help you become a more effective leader going forward.